forget that our dear chaver, Rabbi Saul Shemesh, who besides being a dear chaver of mine, one of his skills, he knows how to take a picture with the camera, but really is a close confidant of mine. Tonight, I believe, is the yard site of your sister, Isha Chashuva Carmela Bas Harav Yaakov. Shom Shavin Aliyah.
I just want to acknowledge a colleague of mine who I've known for many years, and he was the well-known chaplain of the MTA, and presently he is the chaplain of the, what's the official title, Rabbi Berkowitz?
National
Showman. National
Showman. Come up, Rabbi Berkowitz, for a second. I want to say something nice about Rabbi Berkowitz.
This is what we call out of the flow.
There's a reason why.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. That's why sometimes you have to... Rabbi Berkowitz?
Rabbi Berkowitz has been working on a very important project. One of his projects is he wants to bring the chief rabbi of the Israeli police to meet with the Igud. Hopefully one day we'll take the long trip to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Hech will lead us, Meretz Hashem. And we'll visit with the Rabbanut, like we did Kekedim in your father's days, and the Marbuk Shem Shemayim. So we're going to let Rabbi Berkowitz explain what his goal is and of the trip. We want us to meet with the Israeli police.
Well, thank you very much. First of all, Rabbi Blank, you should start a program called Fill in the Blank.
Thank you. Rabbi Berkowitz and I were, by the way, sworn uniform members of the police department. We were not civilian chaplains. We were both had uniforms with official shields. And
I saw the picture with the satchel.
I had the rank of inspector, but Rabbi Berkowitz had for the MTA the rank of chief.
Thank you. Anyway, thank you very much. Well, we've been friends for a long time, and Baruch Hashem, it's been a wonderful association through 120, God willing. As you know, I went to school, RJJ, in the Lower East Side, when it was, at that time, the RJJ that we know, Rabbi Kurzweil was my Rebbe at that time, and others, and etc. But after 40 years of developing the crisis intervention program for the whole MTA, I began with the transit police, and now it's an official program with the MTA under human resources, and I retired about 3 years ago. But about 20 years ago, well, more than 20, about 30 years ago, I was appointed National Chaplain of Conference of Shomrim Societies, which are police departments throughout the United States and Canada. And our goal basically is to try to bring in together Jewish police officers. They know they have a family to go to, a mishpacha to go to, regardless where they live. Now, believe it or not, New York City is the largest one. The next one is Miami, and then Chicago, and the rest. Well, what can I tell you? Yechidim. Yechidim here and there. Even Los Angeles, believe it or not, it's not so strong. San Francisco, the same thing. Texas, Dallas, Texas. We have right now somebody in St. Louis, Minnesota, where this whole thing with George Floyd took place. We have a member over there. And I always believed that the Hebrew word for a police officer, shoter. Now, what does a shoter mean? It says shoftim v'shoterim. If you take a look at every parish what shoterim is, Rashi tells it, the shebeat of the people, make sure they enforce the laws. The enforcers of the law. And I said, I have a different interpretation. I mentioned that to my dear friend Rabbi Brachiahu. Rami Brachiahu is the current chief chaplain of the Israeli police department. I'll tell you something about him in a minute. I told him the word shoter comes from the word Hebrew shtar, that every police officer has a contract with the Kodesh Baruch Hu to make sure that he enforces laws civilly throughout the world. So that's the common denominator that I interpret as words. I took the liberty, by the way. I'll explain the word star, shelter from the word star. And that's what they do, basically. They have a very tough job. Now, in addition to that, I develop right now a program called the Universal Jewish Police Association, where we try to find Jewish police officers all over the world. Many of them, of course, are not affiliated because they don't want to stick out as Jews. So, I don't have to tell you, anti-Semitism is alive and well. So we are the home they can come to, and we try to reach out to them. So right now we have a delegation, as a matter of fact, just arrived. We have Israeli 20 police officers came from Israel right now, they're here. And in Meretz Hashem Wednesday Thursday night, as per my request, the Council of Jewish Organizations of the Upper West Side is having a reception for them. Kabbalah Sponim, and eventually we're going together to Washington, D.C. next week. We're having it's Police Week. Normally speaking, every year, May 15th, there's a National Police Memorial for all the police officers killed in the line of duty. For those of you who have not been there, I've been there every year for the past 35 years. It is an amazing sight. The public doesn't even know what goes on. On the average year, over 150 police officers are killed in the line of duty. Killed. And then we have a memorial for them. That's said by the National FOP Fraternal of Police. I happen to be the chief chaplain for the New York State Fraternal of Police. And we salute the families as they come out of the buses. We have about 10,000 police officers, 10,000 to 15,000 police officers who come from all over the world to participate in this memorial, including the 20 police officers from Israel who truly do a Kiddush Hashem, etc. So we have a Kaddish memorial service in the morning on next Thursday, and then, of course, we have the memorial service over the weekend in Washington, D.C. But the problem is, when you see the families coming out, and we begin to salute those families, it takes about half an hour. You feel like your arm is going to fall off. People have no asaga what it means, and especially these days, to be a law enforcement police officer. So if you see one, tell him thank you very much. It's easier said than done. And give him a chizik. Now, what I've done, I started a program called Talmai, Todah L'Mishteret Yisrael. I'm looking for business people, including Rabbanim, want to take a group of people. That you set up your own days because it's impossible to organize groups, especially with the COVID business and everything else, and your own schedules. But I'm looking for rabbis, including Askanim, would like to come together, three or four people, not more. Because we can rent a car, we can go in one car. And you set up your own dates you want to go, your own accommodations. Let me know when you want to go, and I'll hook you up with Israeli police to visit them in the different districts throughout the country. You'll see something you normally don't see. It really is I was in Meron, by the way, 2 days before the collapse. They gave me a whole site of the security there. But the Israeli police really have no control over that. They just do the periphery. So what happened in Meron, Nebuch, we all know the tragedy. But other things, they took me to Yericho. I met with, believe it or not, Arabs in Yericho. But they also took me to the Olympi Bridge. Now, I want to tell you something interesting you don't know about this. There's a bridge, there are three bridges crossing Jordan. The Olympi Bridge, the King Hussein Bridge, which is the Peace Bridge, and then there's a middle one. And that's the customs is controlled by the Israeli police, Border Patrol. But everything else is all Arab. You see Arab trucks coming from Yehudah and Shamron. You notice I avoid mentioning the other name because that name doesn't exist. They come from Yehudah and Shamron special. No Israelis there at all, except for the police, and I was there to see it. And they got Jordanians to come from the other side. And business as usual, like nothing's going on. So it's really something to see that, remember again, you have only 28,000 police officers in Israel. That's the whole country. 28,000. And if you drive from Yerushalayim to Eilat, for example, and see the open space, or you drive to Yehudah and Shamron, and you have to see what they got to deal with. And I also met with many Druze officers who are part of the Israeli police. They have what you really call community policing. The reason you don't see so much hostile activity, although there could be, the potential for hostility in Israel is so tremendous. But the Israeli police do such a great job. Could you imagine? They have to deal with all kinds of potential violence. But they know how to control the crowds properly, and they have special Arab members of the team who actually go and talk to the Arabs themselves, and that's how they pretty much maintain, keeping an eye on that nothing goes out of the way. So if you want to go to Yerushalayim, you want to see how they control the Har HaBayit, that's an amazing site. They have a special place where a special Yassam unit, they call them, a special unit that knows how to deal with Arab riots, as you notice. It's a very volatile place. I don't know if you notice, every Friday, 300,000 Muslims come into the Yerushalayim, the old city. 300,000. I don't know if you knew that. And by 12 o'clock, they're gone. They come early in the morning. The Israeli police sets up a whole entry for them. You don't go in there at that time. I was by the Har HaBayit, not inside the Har HaBayit. Again, you have to be very careful. The police showed me, I knew where the perimeter of the Har HaBayit is, and that's where they have the perimeter of the Har HaBayit. They don't go beyond that unless it's necessary. But they do not go into the Har HaBayit, I want you to know. You actually go in. Those of you who want to come, I'll show you exactly where it is. You have your own personal tour, literally speaking. It's an eye-opener. How do they maintain control over over the Silwan, you know, Shiloach over there? How do they control Yerushalayim, Bet Chani? You got so many Arabs around you. You want to go to Har HaZeitim, for example, but they come around to the other ways. Yerushalayim is gorgeous. Really go to the other side of Yerushalayim, where the Arabs are. East Yerushalayim, what they call East Yerushalayim, it is a sight to see. It's mamish. You get to see Har HaZeitim. You go behind the Har HaZeitim. By the way, there are two police stations. There's one police station now in Har HaZeitim. And they're manned mostly by Druze Arabs. They know how to deal with the Arab crowd. They understand them very well. I met Christian police officers, and they work extremely well with each other. But remember again, I think the Israeli police have more problem with the Haredim than anybody else. I designated, I don't know if you know Abe Friedman, anybody knows who Abe Friedman is? Yeah. Abe Friedman works close with the Haredi community in Williamsburg, etc., other places. I've designated to be my liaison to the Haredi community there. We're going to try to somehow bring the Israeli police to work closer in a better relationship with the Haredi community, because I met the Israeli counterpart who represent the Haredi community. So we are trying to do that as well. So if anybody wants to go to Israel in the future with your group, let me know. You save the time. I'll be happy to make the contacts. And I want to thank you very much. That's the chizuk we want to give to our friends, our colleagues who will really protect us all the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Berkowitz. Also wanted to acknowledge Rabbi Shai Schechter, who serves as the Rosh Beis Medrash of the Shul. Schechter here? You have to step out for a moment. Okay, I'm going to call up the Presidium for a quick picture, just with the Presidium. Rabbi Dr. Hananya Elbaz, Chacham Elbaz. One more picture, and the Cheshiver Presidium.